وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his blessings on you for all the sacrifices you make for his deen. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam enjoined their sons therewith, saying, O my sons, verily Allah has chosen this deen, this religion for you, so die only as Muslims. Or were you present when death presented itself before Yaqub alayhi salam, when he asked his sons, What will you worship after me? They replied, We will worship your deity and the deity of your forefathers Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, who is one deity, we submit to him only. The instruction to follow the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibrahim and Yaqub alayhi salam enjoined their sons therewith, that is to follow the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, saying, O my sons, verily Allah has chosen this deen and religion for you, so die only as Muslims. Allama Wahidi rahmatullah alayhi writes in Asbabun Nuzul that the Jews told the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Do you not know that on his deathbed Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam advised his sons to remain steadfast on Judaism? Allah refuted this statement by revealing the above verse. Allah asked the Jews who made this claim, Or were you present when death presented itself before Yaqub alayhi salam? They merely fabricated a fable in this regard to substantiate their false beliefs. The deen, the religion of Judaism, is based on the teaching of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, who was born thousands of years after Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. Therefore, how could Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam advise his children to adhere to this deen? He advised his sons to follow the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is based on Tawheed. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam asked his sons, What will you worship after me? They replied, We will worship your deity and the deity of your forefathers Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, who is one deity. We submit to him only. So when stubborn adherence to cultures and doctrines prevails, people fail to realize the truth. The Jews, with their belief in Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam as Allah's son, and their concealment of the truth, deviated very far from the original belief of their forefathers. This finally led them to reject even the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although they recognized him to be Allah's true messenger. سيدنا إسحاق and سيدنا إسماعيل عليهم السلام were the sons of سيدنا إبراهيم عليه السلام. سيدنا يعقوب عليه السلام was the son of سيدنا إسحاق عليه السلام. سيدنا إسماعيل عليه السلام was therefore not one of سيدنا يعقوب عليه السلام's forefathers, yet he is mentioned as being one of his forefathers in the verse. So commentators mention that this verse denotes that a paternal uncle may also be termed to be a person's father. Ruhul Ma'ani reports a hadith from Ibn Abi Shayba rahmatullah alayhi, wherein the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Preserve my relation with regard to Abbas, my paternal uncle, because he is a remnant of my forefathers." The advice that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam gave to their sons teaches us that a Muslim should be concerned about the beliefs and deen, the religion of his progeny, just as he is concerned about himself. It will be grossly incorrect for parents to take their children to such countries or send them to such schools where they risk losing their belief in Iman. Many people are deceived into thinking that sending their children to such places and institutions will ensure progress. However, they are exposing their children to the damnation of hell. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. That was a group who have passed. To their benefit will be the deeds they earned, and to your benefits will be the deeds that you earn. You will not be questioned about what they did. The deceptive belief of the Jews that they are guaranteed salvation because they are the progeny of the prophets, Anbiya alayhim as-salam. The above verse refutes this false notion of the Jews by telling them that their forefathers have passed on with their deeds, which will only benefit themselves. Their deeds will not benefit those after them, just as the deeds of the latter generations will have no bearing on those who have passed on before them. The Jews will suffer the evil consequences of their rejection of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wishful thinking and pinning their hopes in the status of their forefathers will not assist them. Each person will have to answer for his or her own deeds. Many Muslims today dwell under the same misconception that they will be guaranteed salvation because of their relationship to a certain saint or because they are from the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are also many false saints who deceive people into believing that they will definitely attain Jannah by simply pledging allegiance to them. Bukhari Sharif reports that standing atop Mount Safa, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam summoned his relatives in the Quraysh. After inviting them all to Islam, he turned to his uncle, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, saying, "O Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, I cannot save you from Allah's punishment." Then addressing his paternal aunt, he said, "O Safiya, I cannot save you from Allah's punishment." Thereafter, he turned to his own beloved daughter, saying, "O Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, you may ask me for whatever wealth I possess, but even I cannot save you from Allah's punishment." In saying this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized to them that only their personal belief, their iman, and good deeds, amal salih, will save them from punishment. They cannot rely on their relationship to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come to their assistance should their deeds warrant Allah's punishment. If this is the condition of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam's closest relatives, how can others rely on their genealogy? Muslim reports a hadith wherein the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The lineage of a person cannot hasten him when his deeds have encumbered him." وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. They say, become Jews or Christians and you will be guided. Say, rather follow the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is averse from all deviation. He was never from the idolaters. Say, we believe in Allah, whatever has been revealed to us, and whatever was revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and their successors, alayhi salam. And we believe in whatever was granted to Musa, Isa, alayhi salam, and what was granted to the Prophet from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and we are subservient to Allah, wa nahnu lahu muslimun. The command to believe in all of Allah's prophets and scriptures. Dure Mansur reports from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala that a Jew by the name of Abdullah bin Suriya said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guidance is only that upon which we are, so follow us and be guided. The Christians also said the same. In response to this statement, Allah revealed the verse, they say, become Jews or Christians and you will be guided. Say, rather follow the creed of Ibrahim, which is averse from all deviation. The verse commands that people should follow the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam propagated. It is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rather than the Jews and the Christians, who adheres to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's creed of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as Tawheed. Another aspect of belief in Iman is that a person believes in all of Allah's prophets and anbiya and scriptures without exception. Rejecting any prophet or scripture will render a person an infidel, a kafir. Neither the Jews nor the Christians can ever claim to be rightly guided because they reject the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the Jews do not even acknowledge the risalat and the prophethood of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who is famously known as Jesus. Many verses of the Quran describe Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam as being Hanifa. Imam Raghib rahmatullah alayhi says that the root word from which Hanifa is derived means aversion from deviation to steadfastness. Therefore, the person possessing this attribute will be one who is averse to all deviant ways and one who remains steadfast. Dure Mansur reports from Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi in the book Adabul Mufrid that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once asked about which deen, which religion Allah loved most. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied by saying that Allah loves most that religion and deen which is averse to falsehood, adopts the truth, and is easy to practice. He was never from the idolaters. This assertion is made in numerous verses of the Quran to impress upon people's minds that they cannot claim to be following Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's creed if they adopt the practices of idolatry. Because certain practices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, like Hajj, circumcision, hospitality, were still prevalent amongst the Arabs, they claimed to be his followers. However, because of their polytheistic practices and beliefs, they can never be true to their claim. They added polytheistic words to the words recited during Hajj and even placed the idols within the Kaaba. Therefore, they could never lay claim to being Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's followers. The Jews were also polytheists because of their belief that Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam was Allah's son. Allah commands that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's creed be followed, making clear that the deen and religion followed by the Jews and polytheists were far from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's creed, because he was never an idolater like them. The word Azbat, translated above as successors, refers to the children of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. Although they were not all prophets and anbiya alayhi salam, many amongst their progenies were Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam addressed the Bani Israel thus, and he said, remember, when Allah made prophets, anbiya, and kings amongst you, and he gave you what he did not give to anyone else in the universe. Commentators mentioned that all the prophets alayhi salam after Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, with the exception of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were the progeny of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. The Ummah follows the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They accept all these prophets and Anbiya alayhi salam and are not unbelievers like the other Ummahs. Despite the fact that the Jews and the Christians vilify the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muslims never utter a word against the respect of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the creed, on Dini Hanif, the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.